Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Gimel in Chulin. Yesterday we had a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah seemed to say, on the one hand, it's mutar lechatchila to shech. Anybody could shech lechatchila. And then it said, b'diavad, if they shecht it, it's okay. So which one is it? Seems to be a problem. Hakol could mean both lechatchila. It could also mean b'diavad. But since it says hakol shochten v'u shechitas and kshera, so shechitas and kshera certainly sounds b'diavad, so hakol shochten mashma lechatchila. If they're both b'diavad, what do you need two phrases for? And they're certainly not mashma both b'diavad. So where do you have it's lechatchila and b'diavad? So we get the one answer we had yesterday was the answer of Rabba Bar Ula, who said that it's speaking about a person who's Tameh, who shechted at Altaras HaKodesh, when he was shechting Chulin. So he said that lechatchila he's allowed to if he uses a long knife, but on Mukdashin he shouldn't do it. But b'diavad, if he didn't, he was sure that he did it okay. He wasn't Metameh the Kachem, that's okay too. That was one way to understand the concept of why is there a lechatchila and b'diavad. Today we'll have several other ideas as what's found in lechatchila and b'diavad. Abaye, we're at the fifth line here on Daf Gimel. Abaye Amar Hochiktani, this is the pshat. Hakol shochna filu kuti, even a kuti. What's a kuti? Kuti's not a goy. A goy is a person who's not Jewish, right? A non-Jewish person cannot shecht. He's not in the Pasha Shechita. A kuti could shecht. What is a kuti? A kuti is a person whose gerus was suspect. Today they're called maybe the Samaritans. You know, they accepted certain laws, but they didn't accept others. They're not really accepted as Jews, but they're not really goyim either. They did accept some of the Torah. Or they accepted the Torah without the Torah Shebal Peh, is the general understanding. So here they do Shechita. They accept, they do Shechita. The Pasuk says, V'zavachta, they do Shechita. Questions we'll see tomorrow, how far do they go? What laws do they accept, what don't they? But in general, he said that, you know what, a Kuti could also Shech. A Kol Shechem Fila Kuti. Medvar Mom Shei Yisrael Omen Al Kam. That's only Yisrael standing there. If the Jew is just going in and out, now this is always an issue. What is considered observing? You have to stand there, or is going out and going in good enough? You know, many times, just in security, if you want to make sure somebody doesn't do something, as long as they know you're by the door, you might be walking in and out, that's good enough. You know, even if you're not standing inside. So here he says, Abaye says, when is it good? When the Yisrael is standing there. If he's going in and out, lo yishchut. You shouldn't allow the kuti to shecht. Why? What's the problem? Because in general, the kutim accepted shechita for themselves. They do shechita. However, they're not makbid on lefnei velo titein michshol. The pasuk says, don't put a stumbling block in front of your friend, in front of a blind person. They interpret that literally. Don't put a rock in front of a person who's blind who might trip on it. We understand it to be, don't put a stumbling block, don't cause somebody else to sin. So they don't care about that. In other words, they are makbid on eating shechita themselves, but not necessarily in giving it to you. They don't care what you do. They don't care what somebody else does. Because he might shecht it, and what? And if you're going to eat it, he doesn't care. Let's say he did shecht it, even though you weren't there all the time. What you could do is this. This is the b'diavad. Lechatchila, a kuti could shecht as long as you're standing there. If let's say you weren't standing the whole time, and he did shecht it without you being there the whole time, what do you do now? It's no good. What you do is very simple. Do the taste test. Chotech kezayis baser. Cut off a piece of the meat of the shechita that he did. V'noslan, give it to him. Achlo, if he eats it, mutzer. Then you can eat it. Lecho mishechdoso. Because, see, he wouldn't eat something himself, which is not properly slaughtered. So that's your test. And as if he doesn't eat it, then it's like poison, right? Maybe he shechted it not a proper shechita because he didn't care if you're going to eat it or if he doesn't care if you eat shechita properly or not. But if he eats it himself, that's a siman that it's good. If he doesn't eat it, then also lachom shechitaso. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. It says the lechatchila and b'diavad. So again, the lechatchila is a kuti can shecht for you when you're standing there. If you're not standing there the whole time, he cannot shecht for you. Chutz mecher shatav katan, except the chesheket and dafil b'diavad namilo. Even b'diavad, even if he did it, even if you're standing there, Chereshet V'katan Shechita is no good. Why? Shem Yishu, Shem Yidrus, Shem Yachlidu. We'll have this many times today. We had it yesterday. What is Shehiyah means pausing. In other words, if you Shechita has to be done in a swift cutting motion. If, let's say, you stopped in the middle and you waited long enough to finish a whole Shechita and then you restart it again, that's no good. That's Shehiyah, waiting. Shem Yidrusu is maybe you will press it. In other words, again, it's got to be cut, not pressed. V'shem yachlidu, maybe you'll be thrusted. In other words, again, the shechita's got to come from on top to bottom. Let's say you stuck the knife in between the two simonim and you shechted from bottom up. That's called thrusting. That's also no good. And there's other things also. The shechita has to be in the right space, in the right place. That's like rum if you do it in the wrong spot, right? That's also no good. So we'll have different isurim that invalidate the shechita, right? And these are some of them. In other words, and you won't be able to tell. As we explained yesterday, if they do the shechita and they did it wrong by doing one of these, you can't tell if he waited an extra second or if he cut it. And you could tell afterwards if he cut it in the wrong spot. That you could tell, you could see where he cut it. But how he cut it, maybe you wouldn't be able to see that if he cut it or if he pressed down on it. So cheshet never good. But cool, and then the Mishnah went on to say, kun shachtu. Mishnah said, anybody of these who shechted and somebody else was standing there and watching it, then it's okay. Now, what's that going on? A high, which is going? Elay Macher Shet V'Katan. Like we said, the same question yesterday. Is the Kun Shecht going on Macher Shet V'Katan? Allah Koi, you just finished talking about Macher Shet V'Katan. Ve'im Shecht Mi Boile. The word should be, yeah, except for Macher Shet V'Katan. Ve'im Shecht. And if you're trying to say that if Macher Shet V'Katan shechted and you were standing there, it's okay. It shouldn't say Bekun Shecht. It should say Ve'im Shecht. You just finished talking about them. Allah Koi, you just finished talking about them. Ve'im Shecht Mi Boile. Ela Kuti, it's going on the Kuti. Maybe it's going Kuti if you're standing there. But I'm in Reisha. You already said in the Reisha, Kshi Yisrael Omel Gam of Shachet. Afila Chachila. What do you mean? And if they shechted and you were standing there, then it's okay, like Bidyavad. Im Shachtu, Bakun Shesh Shachtu. If they did it and you were standing, it's okay. What do you mean it's okay? If you were standing, it's Lachachachila good if you're speaking about a Kuti. Kasha. So Itaka don't know how to explain the end of the Mishnah according to Abaya. And we're going to have several different Shachtim today. And many of some of those also, there's no way to explain this last phrase, and therefore that's the difficulty. Rava. So Rava has a different question on Abaya. We'll see later. Rava had another way to learn the Mishnah, but he had a question on Abaya. What do you mean? Yotzim nichas chetchil lo. You said, what did Rabbi say? What's the chetchila? If you could check for you if you're standing there. But if you're only coming in and going out, that's not good enough. What do you mean? We've learned other paces. Just even if you don't stand, as long as you're in, you know, near the doorway, and you know that the guy can come in and out at any time, it's okay. So let's say you left a goy. This is a real come in your store. In your store, you sell wine there. It's mutter. You could drink the wine. Even if you weren't standing there, you're not worried about yain nesel. It's like going out. The answer is hasam miktani menich. Does it say menich lechetchila? How menich tani? It says b'diavad, diavad. But not lechetchila. You could do it. Here we're talking about lechetchila. Lechetchila, you got to be standing the whole time. The safe over there says it's not a kashmir ratio safe because you could just say it's like lozu afsu, explains Rashi. The safe there says, a person's watching wine, Shomer saying, you don't have to stand there, you don't have to sit there the whole time in the store. As long as you're going in, going out, as long as he sees you, he knows he can come in any second, he'll be afraid. That's good enough. So what do you see? You don't have to stand there the whole time. So why do you say, why does Abayi say, you want to call Shach means? Akuti kachech you lechachil if you're standing there. Why do you have to stand there? Even going in and going out is good enough. Ella Rava, therefore Rava disagrees with Abaye. And Rava learns the Mishnah in the same vein with the Kuti, but slightly differently. Ella Marava Hakatan, this is Pshat Mishnah. Again, now we have a third way to learn the Mishnah where it talks about a Chachina B'Di'evet. Hakal Shochten, who's there? Afil Kuti. Even a Kuti Kachach. When the Yisrael is going in, going out. Because remember, according to Rava, Yotzev Nichnas is just like standing there the whole time. Aval Bal Matzo Shach. But let's say you weren't standing there at all. You just showed up. You showed up. And the Kuti, you walked in there and he just was wiping off the chalaf, he just shechted. Avobah matzah shechta, so what do you do now? You weren't even there at all, he didn't even expect you to come at all. You just showed up and he just finished shechting, what do? Then the answer is, chotech kezayis baser, you do the taste test. You cut off a piece of meat, because we explained before that a Kuti will not eat unslaughtered animal, an unslaughtered by himself. He doesn't care if he gives it to you, because he's not makdim lefnei v'lo sikim michshol. Because he considers that, again, he explains that literally. Like they said, many things in the pasuk, he just explained literally. You can't put a rock in front of a blind person. But now he doesn't explain it the way we explain it, you shouldn't cause somebody else to sin. So therefore, give him the test. Cut off a piece. And you give it to the Kuti. If he eats it, mutzer, then it's a simon that the whole shechita was done properly. If he doesn't eat it, also then you can't eat it. Then that's the pshat in the Reisha, the first four words in the Mishnah. Even b'di'evet, even if you shechted and you look at the meat and you test, it doesn't mean anything. Shema yeshu v'shem yidus v'shem yichlid. So he's saying four because maybe he will pause, press, or thrust. Three of the serm in Shechita. Okay. V'kulin sheshachtu hayi. Now we're back to the same problem, though. What about the Sefer? The Sefer says, all these people who shechted, if you're somebody who's standing there, it's okay. Hi, what's that going on? Ilay mecharishat v'katan. The same question we had before. If it's going cheresh v'katan, Allah koi. Why would it say v'kulin? If you're just speaking about cheresh v'katan, you just left. You were just talking about them. The words before. He said cheresh v'chutn cheresh v'katan. And then v'kulin sheshachtu. You shouldn't say kulin sheshachtu. You're speaking about cheresh v'katan. You should say im shachtu. Allah koi. You're just speaking about cheresh v'katan. The im shachtu mi boilei. So it can't be going in cheresh v'katan. As we explained yesterday, the cheresh v'katan shechita is never good, even if you're standing there, because you can't tell if they messed it up. Ela kuti amatz going on a kuti. Why only did the evidence? He said, "Kulin sheshachti." If they did it, you were standing. It's okay. You could shecht lechet chila. Kasha. So therefore, Rava as well as Abaye will not have an answer to kulin sheshachti. Right?
Isn't there a qualitative difference between yotzev v'nichnas in the case of shechita and yotzev v'nichnas in the case of anything else?
Good. Well, good. You're saying good, but fears of chol. Gemara's going to say that later of why is it? What's it?
Because shechita, at that very moment, you know he's going to shecht right
now. Exactly right. Right. Very good. That's the reason why the others didn't want to learn like him. In other words, that's what, you know, Rava had this kasha from there. That's why they didn't hold like Rava. That's why Abaye didn't go like Rava. What happened? Abaye said, if you're standing there, it's okay. Not if Yotzev v'Nichnas. Rabbi says, what's with Yotzev v'Nichnas or standing there? It's the same thing as we saw there. So the Gemara later on will say, what is Abaye's answer to retort to Rabbi? That's not what he said. Don't tell me the case of Shita, you're standing there, shechted. The case of wine, you didn't give it to him, but he's just standing in the store. You're afraid, is he going to go over and touch the wine? It's not in his hands, so to speak. Here you're left the animal in his hands. Very good. That's the reason why Abaye doesn't say like Rabbi. Rabbi says, look, Yotzev v'Nichnas. And standing there, as you see by the wine. Wine, Yotzev v'Nichnas is good enough because you didn't leave it in his hands. You left the guy standing in the store. You're afraid he's going to go over and open the barrel. So that Yotzev v'Nichnas is there good enough. But over here by Shechita, he's ready to do it. You understand? So if you're leaving it for him to touch, so you better be standing there. Yotzev v'Nichnas isn't good enough. Here it's like left in his hands to do. So as soon as you walk out, he'll quickly, you know, he's ready to stand there with the knife, and you walk out, he'll do it however he wants to do it. Good point. So that's Abaye's answer. The Gemara is going to say that later on. Okay. But meanwhile, so we've had the second and third ways to explain the mission today, both dealing with Kuti, Abaye and Rava, just slightly different between Yotzev v'Nichnas or standing there. But they both have the difficulty they can't explain the last phrase in the Mishnah. What is that speaking about? We don't know what that's speaking about. On Rav Barula yesterday, he was talking about the case of the Tomei Shenishcha. What do we say? Ela Tomei Bechulin, Ela Tomei Mukdash, and Barli Sagli. The answer is the guy's not around. So all the answers that we're going to give today for the different shatim in trying to explain the last part of the Mishnah, Kun Shech Becharim Rosh, like, what do you need it for? What does it help? Oh, it's speaking about where he said Barli Sagli, where the guy's not around. In other words, the problem is the guy's not around. In here, the issue is not with the guy being around or not. In other words, when it depends on the guy saying something, then you could say, okay, you know what, if he shechted and there was somebody standing there, even if he's not around to ask him, it's okay. That's how I explained Rabbi yesterday. But over here, Abaye and Rava, they don't have a problem with asking him. There's nothing to ask over here. Is a kuti good or is he not good? It's not a question of what the kuti said. Rav Ashi offers yet a fourth explanation for the Mishnah. Everybody could shecht. Who's that? Afili Yisrael Mumer. Even an apostate, a Jew who doesn't keep the laws, a non-observant Jew. Okay, Afili Yisrael is allowed to shecht. Right? Ooh, it's interesting. Was that the kind of Irving? Is that the kind of shechita you would go after? Do you think the Badats would give their henpeck on the Yisrael Mumer? Right? What's going on? What are you speaking about? You know what it's speaking about? It's speaking about a person who, there's two kinds of apostates. One is lachas. He does lachas, he wants to eat treif, he doesn't care. Even if there's kosher food in front of him, he says, I'm going to show those Jews, I'm eating dafka treif. We know there are people like that. There's also people who are just not makbid. If there's kosher, they'll eat kosher. If there's no kosher, they'll eat non-kosher. So here's the story. Afi Yisrael Mumer. Mumer Lamai. Lechel Nevelu Stateyav. It's called, he eats nevelu, he eats non-kosher when he's hungry. In other words, there's nothing else, so he'll eat non-kosher too. But if he has a chance to do shechita, he'll eat kishachin. Look at Rav Dam Rava. This is Rava Shita. Yisrael Mumer, ochel nevelos teyavon. If that's the case, Yisrael Mumer, who eats nevelos, meaning when he's hungry, but not, you know, not if he has a choice. What do you do? Bodek sakin. You could check the sakin, the chalif. You check it. V'nosimon, you can give it to him. Mutlas v'tasa, you're allowed to trust the Breshkita because he's a good Jew. He just is not that, you know, he can't help himself, you know. And he sees the good food there, he can't help himself. There's nothing kosher, I'll eat this. But if he has a chance, he'll do it properly. That's what Breshkita. Avalo badak, so that's the chachil. What is the chachil? The chachil, a mummer. This kind of a mummer, he could do shechita. Just make sure you check the sakin, because he doesn't know the laws. Check the sakin and give it to him. Avalo badak, but if he didn't check the sakin, then asalo, lo yishchit, then he shouldn't shech. V'im shachat, let's say he did it anyway. He didn't shech, he didn't even check his sakin. What are you going to do now? Ah, b'diavad, if he did it, bodik sakin, check his sakin, achrav. If you see the sakin didn't become perfect, it didn't become good afterwards by itself. If the sakin was okay, mutter lechosh mitas im lab also lechosh mitas. Okay, that's the lechem chilim b'diavad. Lechem chila, you can give a woman like that a good knife and tell him to shech. B'diavad, if he shechted without checking, you can check it afterwards. Again, chutz mecher shet v'katan dafilu b'diavad namilo never good shemi yishu shemi yidrasu v'shemi yachlidu. V'kun shachnahai. So what's kun shachta going on? Ilei mecher shet v'katan, again, the same problem. Alakha, you just was talking mecher shet v'katan. V'im shachnah mibay, you should say v'im, shouldn't say v'kulan. Ela Yisrael Mumer. So again, what do you mean for Yisrael Mumer? Eat the Badek Sakin, Venasin. If you check the Sakin before you get home, Shocha the Chedchila. Ela Delo Badek. So if you didn't, Ela my what? You didn't check before. Eat the Yisrael Sakin. If the Sakin's here, Livdekei, check it, like you said before. So Livdekei the Hashta. V the Lesel Sakin. And if there's no Sakin here, Kiacher Monos on my Habe. If they see him checking, what does it help to say? If other people, let's say you didn't check the sakin before, and other people saw him do the shechita, but the knife isn't here right now, so what does that help? They saw him do the shechita, but they, you don't know what the sakin looked like. You know, if the sakin's not here, you didn't check the sakin. Dilma sakin pugum shechem. Maybe he shechted with a sakin, which is pugum, which is a damaged knife. Kasha taka kasha. So Rav Ashi, as well as Abaya and Rava today, has no answer for explaining the end of the Mishnah. That's the problem with them. Ravina offers yet a fifth shot. All right, there's going to be two pshat in Ravina. It's really Ravina 1, Ravina 2. Ravina Omer Hakikitani. Hakol shokhtin, hakol mumchin shokhtin. Anybody who is qualified, mumcha means he's learned the laws. He went to Shiva, he learned the laws of Shkita. Hakom, but not necessarily experienced, Moshe. And as a person who's mumcha, he knows the laws, right? A guy can know all the rules and the books. But it's another thing to go out and do the shechita, right? You can have a guy sitting in the yeshiva. He learned all hills of shechita. He knows it back and forth. As soon as you get him back home, he can't handle it, right? He falls apart, right? So that's the difference between a mumcha and a person who's muhzak. Muhzak means a person who knows he's done it before. He's experienced. Okay. So Rav says like this: Ravina Mahachitani, Hakol Shochtin, Hakol Mumchin. Anybody who is qualified, meaning he knows the laws, Shochtin. Mumchen afal pishem muchzakin. If they're mumchen, even though they have no necessary experience, medmor morm shadayin sheyodin bo sheyodei alom hilchshikim. When we know that he's a mumchen, we've checked him out. He's passed the exam. He knows all the laws. Avalein yodin. That's the chachila. So the chachila, any person who's a mumchen knows the laws. He knows laws. Avalein yodin bo sheyodei alom hilchshikim. If we don't know it, we don't know. We hasn't been tested out. Lo yishchid, he shouldn't shech. V'im shacha, if he did shech, vote kenos, so you check him. And as you ask him about the laws, do you know about shehiyah, do you know about chalid, etc., etc. Im yodin lo mer hilchah shechita, mutar lechem shechitasa. Im lab, os lechem shechitasa. Very good, okay. So you know, that's a shechita b'diyah. Shechita lechachil, a person who knows the laws can shech. The person who doesn't know the laws shouldn't do it lechachil. But if he did it, you check him out afterwards and question about the laws immediately thereafter. Chutz b'chir shechit v'katan dafil yevin nami lo shem yishu mir yudasur v'shem yachidu v'yachir shechit, it's always the same. Now we're back to the problem. What about kun shachta hai? Ilay mecher shet v'katan. If you go mecher shet v'katan, Allah caught you. We're just talking about them. V'im shachni boy. Same question each time. Ela she'ein mumchen. Ela that's going in ein mumchen, right? So, but both are so saggy. So check him, like you just said. You said before. What's the bidia? But if he shechted it, and you don't know if he could check. If he knows the laws, check him now. Let's come with lift again. He's not here to check. That's the problem. So when it always depends on the person saying something, like remember Rabbi Barula yesterday saying, I know I'm worried that I did wasn't Matami the Kachim, then it's okay. Remember? Im Kunchashtu Bachem Ronoso. What do you know, Chem Ronoso? Just ask him. Oh, he's not here. He's not here. You understand? So that's the answer. When if other people saw him and he's not here to ask, that's okay also. So here also you're saying, you know what? We don't know if he's a mumcha or not. So check him. He's not here right now. So the answer is like this. He's not here to ask to see if he knows the Hilchah Shechita. But if somebody else saw him do it, and they saw that he did it properly, then it's okay. That's exactly it. Let's come on to Livdekei. So that's his answer on Kuhn Shaft. In other words, any of these guys, who's the guy who's not a mumcha? We said before, if he's not a mumcha, what do? After he checks it, ask him the laws, ask him if he knows the laws. Ah, but if he checked it and he's not around to ask him, as long as other people there saw him do it, then we assume that he did it. As opposed to Chayv Shot of a Katan, which we assume that they can't even know whether they did it, and we assume maybe, or maybe they did it, they don't know what they did, or they saw that he, you know, they didn't do it properly. You know, we can't assume that they did it properly. Whereas here, a guy who we can't ask if he's a mumcha, but it seemed evident that he knew what he was doing, and he didn't do chalada, and he didn't do this, he didn't do that, and you can certainly check that he didn't do agrama.
When they're
muhsuk,
right?
No, that's what he's saying. According to this, even if he's a mumcha, it's also good enough, even though he's not a muhsuk.
Without
any experience. If he learned the laws and he knows the laws, and even though he's not muhsuk, he's allowed to do it with chetchila. However, if we don't know if he knows the laws, he shouldn't do it, unless we ask him afterwards. Then we said, if he didn't ask him afterwards, it's okay. He's not around. Let's go on the page. Okay. Rashi tells us here, "Tame the mashma ha'isa kamar pihevlo yada yada ain shkita sekshera." I forgot the chemro and also the shachar shapel kamar pirkin gavi haram rachma rachet shachar dimrom mitchil v'atzof mutil lechem shlosav yim lavaser parach idiyada the logover pshita. So it's mashma over here. Let's come living. We can't check him. He's not around here to check him. But it's mashma ha'if you be here and v'lo yada ain shkita sekshera, even though other people see him. So it's mashma that other people saw him. They must have saw him and somehow surmised that he knew the laws. Because here it's mashma if he's around and he doesn't know, even other people saw him do it. It's mashma. It's no good. So that's sort of like the case of the Chayv Shetem HaKatan. That even if somebody saw them do it, we can't assume that they did it correctly. So the last like malifika, it's mashma chemronos, and they must have also saw that he did it properly, or they could testify that he knew what he was doing. The Ikanami Ravina Omar Hachiktani. Rav said Ravina's talks about not being qualified, but rather being experienced. Hachiktani. Hakol Shachna Kombu Sakin Shachna. Anybody who has experience, we know he's done Shechita, he could do it L'chadchila. Even though we don't know if he's well-versed in the laws. But he's a well-known Shochet. Everybody knows he does Shechita all the time. That's good enough. Mukhsakin Afbishen Mukhim. Even though we don't know if he's qualified. He's done it in front of us. We know he's experienced. He's done it before. Everybody knows. He's done it a few times before. He's done it a few before. And he didn't become weak. And south means he faint. He didn't become faint, meaning he didn't get sickened by it. Because like he said, a guy can know the rules, but he can mess it up because he can't handle physically the experience. He shouldn't do it. Shem himself, because maybe he'll become weak and he won't do the shechita properly. If he says, I know and I did it properly, even though he didn't have experience, but he did, he shechted it, and he said, I know I did it properly. Because maybe they'll have one of those problems. What's it going on? Elamite's going on, the person not muhsik, v'amr bari sak, it's enough, he just says, I know I did it properly. Let's give him the shah. So again, Ravina, second answer is like the first answer, the guy's not around. Now, how does the sefer work? If other people saw him and even though he wasn't muhsik, it's also good enough. So why? But just ask him then. The answer is, he's not around. So if he's not around, if it depends on his word saying, I am sure, like in the case of Rabbi Barlu with the Tum, I'm sure. Or if you have to ask him if he knows the halachas in the first set in Ravina, but if other people saw him and they knew it, he knew what he was doing, then it's okay. Because they had, apparently, it's Mashman Tosa that also, because Tosa says, Tame the Mashma Ha'isa Kamon Velo Yada, if he's here, Velo Yada, Ancient Doskir, Afagav the Chemrono so, the Shachat Shaper. In other words, even though other people saw that he did it properly, it's still no good if he doesn't know halachas. It's mashma that the people who saw him had to see what he was doing and had to understand from there that he knew what he was doing. Because otherwise, it's no different than Chayv Shetem HaKatan. Achayim Ro'onosa doesn't help over there. They saw him do it because maybe even though they saw him, they couldn't tell if he messed it up.
This Achayim Ro'on from the Chayv Shetem HaKatan example, it implies that it doesn't mean that someone's watching. If someone was watching Chayv Shetem HaKatan every step of the way and could say categorically that was a kosher shechita,
then it would be good.
It must be something less than that.
No. So I'm saying you can't. It's exactly, you can't tell. Normally you can't tell. You can't tell if they pressed it or if they waited a split. Maybe the wait split second you could tell, but maybe you can't tell. If you could tell if they did it in the wrong place, right? Or if they tore it. Another call like literally tearing. Maybe you could tell afterwards, you could tell, but these things apparently are hard to tell. They waited a split second too long,
right.
Or they thrust underneath, you can't tell that they cut from bottom to top or top to bottom, or they just pressed on it. Afterwards, you can't tell. You see the cement of the knife, but you can't tell, did he cut it or did he press? So they're apparently you can't tell that. So that's the problem over here. So I'm saying in the first Pratt and Ravina, when they said, Acher Monos helps in the case when the guy's not here, to check what? To check if he knows the halachas. How are they going to? Are they going to? The answer is mashmi that they must know that they were around there and they could tell that he knew what he was doing. They could tell that he knew what he was doing, and that's good enough, right? Right. Or you could say that's a dochic answer. In other words, just like the three other rabbis, we said we don't have a good shot in Rechem Moran's son. But you could say, so Rav Yehuda will say that they were around there. If they were around there and they could tell that he knew what he was doing, that's good enough. In the case of the last one, where he just had to say, I know for sure I didn't mess it up. I wasn't faint. So he's just not around here to ask. If they saw him, they saw that he wasn't faint. That's good enough. They saw that he didn't get sickened by it. All right. So, in the first case of with the tumma, when yesterday's Pratt Rav Arul, they saw that he wasn't matama. They saw he stayed away and he didn't himself touch the meat. That's also that they could clearly see. All right. So now we have really five, or if you count two pshatim Ravina, you have six different pshatim over here. Let's understand why they didn't hold one another. Ravina v'Rav Barula. Ravina and Rav Arula, the first one and the last one. Ravina is the last one. Rav Arula is the first one. Kabaya, Rav Ravashi. They didn't want to give the pshatim Rabbi and Rava of the Kuti and Ravashi pshat with the Mumer Lo Army Mishum Dekashalu Vakulat because Abaya, Rav and Ravashi had no explanation for Vakulin Sharo Vakulin Shamdim Shana, right, the last words in the Mishnah Vakulin Shachdu Vacher Monosan. They couldn't explain that at all. So obviously that's why the first and last rabbis didn't go like the middle three. Kulak Rav Arula, I mean, they didn't want to explain, none of the last ones wanted to go like the first part we saw yesterday, Rav Arula with the person who was Tamei, because Lahachn Shadamar Hachi Iker, the one who explained, because remember at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara said, well, wait a minute, didn't we learn this business about the Tamei person doing it back in Zvachim? So one answer was, well, here's the main shot there, it's just brought down Agavurcha, Lasach Shadamar Hachi Iker, Adarab Hosmik, they didn't hold that answer. Over there's the main part, was why would the Mishnah over here talk about a Tamei Shechted B'Kachim? In Kachim it's brought down, in Zvachim it's brought down, it doesn't belong here in Kulin, so they didn't want to give that explanation. So again, lahachlish the lishon that said damer hasam ikur v'ha'chaydi that here's the ikur in there and over there it's only agavurch and kachim. We disagree with that. We say that what adarab hasam ikur there's the ikur v'kach mekoi and therefore it has no place over here and therefore they didn't want to explain that shot in the Mishnah that we're talking about atomic shecht and kachim because that doesn't belong here. Lahach Mishnah, the court of Lashon says the Amr Hasam Iker v'Hocha Aydi the Tana Tami B'Chulin Tana Nami Tami B'Kachim, and the one says that is the Iker. But the reason it's brought down over here, since you mentioned Tami B'Chulin, therefore you mentioned Tami B'Kachim Tami B'Chulin Gufalei Yitzurchilei. Why? Because Chulin Shnasal Al Tarsa Kodesh Lafke Kodesh Tami. He doesn't hold the chat that Chulin Shnasal Al Tarsa Kodesh is Kachim, and the Rabbi said you may not Tami. No, there's no reason to make any special precautions. If you want to keep Chulin Shnasal Al Tarsa Kodesh, you want to keep it fine. But there's no chumra over there that you have to treat it like Kachim, and you can't. You have to case all kinds of chumras not to be Tami. So they didn't hold of the pshat of Rav Arul at all. Kulak Ravina, why didn't all of them like the last pshat of Ravina? So the Hachmash of Mumchen, because according to the Lashon of him that he says that as long as they're qualified, even though they're not experienced, Ein Shei Mumchen Lo, Rob Mitzvah Shuchu Mumchen. You don't have to, there's no Kiddush in that. What's the Mishnah tell me? If you're qualified, you could check the Chedchila. That raises it. Anybody who's Mumchen is qualified. You don't need to see that. Most people who do Shkita are qualified. They know the laws. There's no Chiddush in that. You don't need that. There's no reason for the Mishnah to tell me that. Right? Right. They don't have to be checked. Most people do shkita have to be checked. You don't have to check them afterwards. If they're mumkin, it's okay. But you have to check them. Most people do shkita mumkin. You know, you can go bus a rove. Most people who do shkita in that field, they're mostly already checked. You don't have to check them out now. Lachmish number muzak, and the one who says if they're experienced, ancient muzak and low, we're not concerned about that. As, you know, maybe women will get more nauseous if they start doing, but that's a concern that we're not really worried about. So therefore, you don't have to say if they're not muhsuk, they've got to be checked to see if the guy says I didn't faint or not. He's not. They don't like Ravina, they're not worried about those things. Rava Loma Kabaya. Why didn't Rava say like Kabaya? Because like Rava said, remember Rava asked the Kashan Amal, the thing that you made a point about, Irving. Rava said, what do you mean Abaya? What do you have to stand there for? Coming in, going out is good enough like we see by the wine. So Rava Loma Kabaya Kikushi, like he said, I don't hold view because I asked this Kashan. By wine you see coming and going out is good enough. Abaye lama k'Rava, why didn't Abaye hold like Rava? Because like that was really what you pointed out, Irving. Abaye lama, why didn't he say like Rava? He says, hasam lo naga, hacha naga. There, in the case of the wine, I didn't give it in your hands. You were in the store. You had no business touching it. So going in, as long as I can go in, going out, I'll keep you away from it. But over here, hacha naga, here I gave it to you in your hands. I said, here's a knife, shech the animal, right? So here, I had to be standing there. Going in, going out, it's not good enough. Ravashi lomer ketavayu. Ravashi didn't go like either one of those. Ksover kutim gerai. So you didn't want to chat that kutim. It's speaking about hukim shech lechav shilo kuti. Why? Because he keeps the laws himself. Because he held that kutim are b'chlal not go, they're goyim. Kutim, there's a shah where they were gerei royos or gerei emes. And as they convert out of goodwill, that they converted, except they didn't keep all the laws of the Torah Shebal Peh. Or were they mamish forced? They were the lion. David sent the lions after him, so they were forced. They were really not really gerim, and therefore their shkita is no good at all. Abaye lomer k'Ravashi. Why didn't Abaye hold like Ravashi? Abaye the Ravashi of the answer of the mummer. He goes severely. He doesn't hold the rava. He doesn't hold the rava. What a rava! Rava is the one who said that a Yisrael mummer ochel the veil is a teyavon. A Yisrael who only eats it, only eats treif when he has no choice. But you can give him a sakin. You can give him a good sakin and tell him he doesn't hold that halach. He doesn't hold the rava. But Rava, why didn't if Rava holds to that, why didn't Rava say the case of Mummer? Why didn't he say like Mummer like I hold that? You can give a Mummer a good knife, as long as he's a Mummer Lachonavelis, he's not Mummer Lahakas, what we call Lahakas Dafkin. He's not a Dafkinik, right? Why didn't he give that? So Taki would give that answer, but Dvar Zabai come Velelo Spirale. He was going according to Abaye who said, he says, you Abaye say you gotta stand there? I say, no, you don't have to stand there. According to I hold what you don't use kuti, but according to you who say that a kuti is good if you stand there, it shouldn't make a difference if you stand there or if you go in and out. But I myself, Taka would say you can speak about a mumer. Rashi, second last Rashi, live over by blows for your lay, hard rub of ukma bukuti, and he has no rub, and he says, we good to book a shil be Israel omen al gabab, book did you ever be out to minichlis for amale rubber, but the dock lost real rub, you don't hold a mumer, mukis lehaki, I feel good to know, also must look me like a chil, the ever uki above matzah shachat. But I Taka say, speaking about even about a mumer. So again, so we have this machlokes between Abaye and Rava. If you say that a kuti is good, the kuti is not a mumer, Abaye says you got to stand there. Not yotz minichas isn't good enough. Rava says if you say it's going to stand there, let's relay out of Rava. You don't hold it. I can give an answer to say it's not a mumer, but you who say it's speaking about a kuti, you don't have to stand there. You should stand, going in, going out is good enough. Tanabanan. Shkitas kuti muteris. Now, if you hold, not like Rashi says, well, he said the ones who don't hold like Vashi didn't say like Abaye and Rava because he felt that a kuti is a goy. But if you say kuti is not a goy, he's just like a half Jew. He was a megayer, but he doesn't keep all the laws like a conservative Jew. Tarabonan shkitas kuti muteris. If he shechts, it's muter. Medvar muim chisro lam lagamba. Oh, he has to be standing there. Now that means that it goes like Abaye. Avavah. But let's say he came and matzah shachet. He came and he found that he shechted it. He just walked in. Then the only way to do is the taste test. If you taste it, if you cut off a piece and vinos lo and the kuti eats it, achlo mutalechem shad, you can eat it. The imlav, if he won't eat it, also lechem shad. Because as we said, that even if you hold that a kuti is a Jew, but he's not makban on lefnei iver, he's only makban on the Torah Shabbat, on the Torah Shabbat, not on Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay, so he'll eat himself, even though technically you can argue that all the laws of Shechita, Shehiyah, and these other things are not in the Torah, but they're Allah lo esmisina, he held those things. He held of, but they didn't hold of, they didn't hold of. They don't have a hard and fast rule only if it's written in the Torah, but the rules that they held of, they held. They held of Shechita, but they didn't hold of the favor. Kiyotzba, so now we have so the way this Brisa read, it said like this. If you're standing there, it's fine. That's like a bias lechitchila. And if b'di'evid you came in afterwards, then you do the taste test. What about yotz v'nechnas? He doesn't mention that. So kiyotzba, he says, but matzah b'yado dekarai shel tzarim. Let's say you found the kuti had a string or a basket of birds. They're geshachtim, a string of birds. So what do you do? Would you eat it or not? If he shechted it for other Jews or for other people, he doesn't care because he's not makbid. Only if he had it for himself. So matzah. If he shech for himself, so how can you tell? Again, you cut off a head of kotei rosh shechik, cut off the head of one of the birds, but no, so give it to him. Achlo, if the kuti eats it, mutalech mishitaso. Imlab also, if he doesn't eat it. So Abaye, daik mereisha. Now Abaye, who says what? That you have to stand there, lechitchila, is daik mereisha. Right? Mereisha says, you have to stand there. That's lechitchila. Rabbim daik misefa. Abaye, daik mereisha. Time at Yisrael Menagav only because he's standing there. Aval yotza menichna, slow, right? But yotza menichna isn't good enough. Lechitchila, only b'di'evet. Rava daik misefa. Time the ball matzo shachet. The reason why it's b'di'evet is only because you found him afterwards. Al v'yotz v'nichnas is leaving the chetchila shaper dummy. Ula b'ayakasha sefer. What about the b'ay? What's he going to do with the sefer? It's mashma that the b'di'evet is only if you found it afterwards, not It doesn't say yotze minichas. So amalucha yotze minichas nami bo matzo umatzo karle. In other words, Bai says if you're not standing there, anything else is b'di'evet. Yotze minichas is also like coming in and finding him there. Ula rava kashi reisha. Rava, what is he going to do with the reisha? Because the reisha is mashbi. You have to stand the lechitchil. Amalucha yotze minichas nami kam lagamadami. In other words, b'di'evet is only if you just walked in and you found that way. But yotze minichas is like the same as standing there. That's the question. Is yotze minichas b'di'evet or is yotze minichas lechitchil? Ki yotze bo. We say, if you found a basket of birds, kote rosho, and you give it to him, samai, lechish dilma, haihu davi shachet. How do you know you take one of the, he says a bunch of birds there. You cut off, you take the head of one of the birds, you cut off and give it to him and he ate it. Okay? So if he eats it, you're allowed to eat from the whole basket. How do you know? Maybe only that one was geshachten, right? So amai, lechish dilma, haihu davi shachet. Shopper, maybe that's the only one that's shechted properly. In other words, maybe he had like a simon on it, and he knew that was the one was done. Amar Rav Nasha, machnisan tachas kanafav. Okay, the answer is like this: I didn't take out the bird. I had a bunch of birds. I didn't check it in front of him. I took the bird basket and I put it down here, and I took the head off of one of them. So you can't tell which one it was. Machnisan tachas kanafav. Vidilma simon the hudi avlei. Because maybe he put a simon on the head. In other words, maybe that one, the kuti, who's suspect here, right? He's suspect of shechting, of slaughtering improperly. If he's going to give it to you, maybe he put a siman on that and he knew that one was good. In other words, it's like this: I took the head, I had the birds on here, and I crushed the head. I crushed the head of one of them and I gave it to him, so he couldn't tell. The siman would have been obliterated. So the maslus vidilma k'savri kuti vidilma k'savri kutim ein shchitil of min haTorah. Right? So, but wait. Maybe, you know why the shechita is eating it? Because he holds the birds don't have to be shech. Maybe the kuti holds only animals have to be shech, not birds. Are those things written in the Torah? I said pausing, pressing, thrusting, doing it on the side, not in the right place, or tearing. Are they written in the Torah? Whatever they held of, they held those laws. And since they held the laws, we know they held the laws of bird also, of shechting a bird. We assume that they held theirs too. And therefore, if you obliterated any simon and you gave him one of the birds and he can't tell which one and he ate it, it's a simon that all the birds are okay. So we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Middle of Achzuka, Lachzik, Bidlok, Siva, is Machlokis. Kama? Lachzik, Kama? לא קוטי אחר. הוא אמר, אם הוא הגיע ככה, הוא מצא אותו ככה, זה בסדר.